Recording podcast. I think this is 107. This week something's really come to me. I've been thinking about the impact that I'm making at Stack Exchange. They have a Bible study Q&A. I don't know. People go, how do I understand? What's this Bible verse mean? And we're supposed to talk about how to study the Bible. And we're supposed to talk about how to interpret a specific passage. You have to have a Bible verse or a group of Bible verses. You're supposed to, want to not understand. You're supposed to have like your Bible open to a certain page and you got a question about something that's on that page or something. It's not just, what do you think about creation? Did God really make the earth? That kind of stuff is to be handled elsewhere. But this is specifically how to interpret the Bible. And apparently I'm in like the top 4% this month or something. It's like, wow. I've answered a lot of questions and apparently people really like my answers. I haven't been doing this much, but this is a thing. Other than that, the other thing that really happened this week, as I've said, I've got a polish. I've been working on this computer code project I've got. Big update on that. I've got it working. Now, before I had it basically done. I had it in theory supposed to work, but then I didn't have it fully polished. Well, now I've got it polished. I've got it ready, and it's time to test drive it, and it's time to implement it other places. So I've actually got it going. Now what I'm doing, because I've actually got that working, I'm able to work on other projects. And one of the projects I'm working on is making Google fall more in love with my email. Now, a little tech geek inside, baseball in the tech geek world. When you're managing an email server, which I affectionately call a Hillary mail server, this is the opinion of the tech geek that's over in Asia. See, I lived in Taiwan for 10 years, and so I've got something to say. That's right. That's Taiwan special. Okay. Forget the Taiwan thing. How about just this? I'm a computer geek guy. And so I do these news articles. What do I think about Hillary's email server? I am so thankful that people know what an email server is because of Hillary's mail server. So I'm this is great. This is the best. It's the most excellent situation we could be in. It's never been better, folks. That I can tell you. Because people now know what an email server is, a private email server. Sounds like a pretty good idea. I mean, that's a pretty odd. I mean, if the Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham, isn't allowed to have one, well, that must be pretty good. If Hillary can't have one as a Secretary of State, huh? There was some joke about, Rush was joking about Mayor Doomberg and Michelle Maybelle, telling people they can't eat and it's illegal to have a large soft drink in New York or something like that. And so he made this mock-up commercial where people in New York were looking for grease easies because it was illegal to get good hamburgers that had fat. You don't want to get any greasy food. Because that's illegal. So it became this black market, and they had this joke about, the grease easies. Hey, you got the good stuff back there. Oh, hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos. All this was supposed to be illegal. They were joking about, because, the good stuff has to be illegal, right? I mean, that's the culture. Okay, so I don't know. All right. But no, the Secretary of State shouldn't have something. But, the idea, see, for me, it's not about being private and sneaking around stuff. It's really not. Look, if NSA wants to hack into your server, they're gonna. If the government wants to, go to your host, your internet host, and flash a badge and a warrant, and walk over to the computer and unplug the hard drive that's got your stuff on it and take it to analyze it, they're going to get your stuff. You know, as much as I am a conservative, my public funding high school music teacher has I appreciate him, because sometimes it's just, look, you know, you against the government, you're not, I mean, grow up, you know. That's what he would say to the conspiracy kooks. And, you know, and what, you know, the nutcase are so worried about, you know, their private. I was just on Stack Exchange the other day. Some guy, is it wrong for me to delete my account every 6 months or every few months or whatever, or something like that? I'm worried about privacy. Like, what are you talking about? Privacy on Stack Exchange. Stack Exchange isn't after your private information. Maybe there's a little over paranoia here. Don't be so paranoid. Maybe that's maybe the you know. So I, anyhow, when it comes to server stuff, I don't have my own private server because I'm trying to get around any government or something like that. I have my own private email server because I'm trying to get around Google. Isn't that what the rest of the world is doing? See, people ask me, Jesse, what do you think about Facebook and Google? I think this is great. Thanks to Hillary Rodham, everybody knows what an email server is. Thanks to Google and Facebook, everybody wants one. Well, guess what I just did? I just finished the code, polished it, it's ready for the test drive on the email server that manages itself. How do you like that? Now, I got to qualify what it means to manage itself, but I mean, it does stuff that a lot of email servers don't do. In fact, it was probably doing stuff that Hillary Rodham's Hillary mail server probably never did. So I don't know if Hillary Rodham has done this yet, but I think that she should try to trademark the name Hillary Mail and market it. Now, if Hillary Rodham were to trademark the name Hillary Mail to market it, I would be glad to cooperate with her and make money off of her using my servers. I would absolutely love to make money off of Hillary Rodham. I don't care how much money she makes doing it. As long as I'm making money, I'm happy, right? Right, because we're all in the Gang of Benjamins. Okay, so all right, getting seriously here. Look, see, I try to have kind of a happy view of things. I kind of try to, see, as long as I'm learning, as I always say this every episode, as long as you're learning, improving at something, have hobbies that can go somewhere, have hobbies that could become profitable. As long as you're improving yourself, all the bad news is your good news. Because like I say, thanks to Hillary Rodham, everybody knows what a private email server is. And thanks to Google and Facebook, everybody wants one. And guess what I've been developing? Yo-ho-ho. So I've got more kinks to work out before I can really market the thing, but I've got a business model. My goodness, if I had $10,000 to throw around, I could probably hire the right web geek or two. Man hours would be the same. And two people would be faster, not more expensive. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, firms work in man hours and time. And I could probably crank out something and have it ready to go. Probably I could make $500,000 within a year. But I want to keep it to myself. So this is the situation I'm in with my mail server coding. I really want to get two more customers. I really want to get two more customers so that I can have the income I need to get the extra stuff I need so that I can run the tests, so that I can update this system to being much more robust than it is. So if you know anybody who wants to get a private mail server, cloud, I mean, here's your storage, and I can easily add stuff to it so it can get a lot bigger for not much money. And you get, you know, your own websites hosting on it, you do your own email stuff, and all that. If you know anybody that wants that for $20 a month, and I'll manage it for them and talk to them. Not doing too many, but just have them send an email to j@jesse.coffee or jesse@jesse.coffee. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm going to have to go run and make sure that email is working. See you tomorrow.